call this meeting of the Department of Event Programming to order on Thursday, December 7th at 7 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, third floor presence conference room. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Canal?
Present.
Assistant Director Fay?
Present.
Assistant Director Lynch?
Present.
Programmer Bickle?
Present.
Programmer Dutcher?
Present.
Programmer Hempel?
Absence excused.
Programmer Canal?
Present.
Programmer Liu?
Present.
Programmer White?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Nope. Seeing none, moving into agenda item 4, approval of minutes. I'm looking up for a motion. Moving into agenda item 5, budget review.
All right. So after the last budget and finance meeting, so it turns out that I thought that the loss that we're taking out of BLF was coming out of programming operating, and it's not. That's kind of good news, because before we were going into spring with like $85,000, and now we're going in with $172,000 instead. So I've kind of reapportioned the estimates for the spring semester, and if you look on the Nevada Drive, it's on there. There's like the new version of this Excel document. And that's about it for me.
Any questions for Assistant Director Fang, Programmer Dutcher?
During Senator Kirkendall's report, he mentioned something. I just missed it because I was looking over the agenda, but he said something about family weekend and the budget being kind of screwed up or something.
Yeah, So what happened was, when I made this, I was looking at Brian Lair, who's my predecessor. I was looking at his numbers, and I missed a zero for family weekend. So I went back and looked at that again, and I noticed that he had a lot more money going into spring semester, which is why I met up with him and Sandy to kind of clear this up.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
So just for the record, it's 20,000 rather than 2 for family weekend.
It's 25, actually, yeah.
Nice. Other questions for Assistant Director Fink? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 6, reports of ASU1 officers. 6A, Programmer Bickle.
I don't really have that many updates. I'm just working on the open mic night, and I just talked to Gabby, so we'll probably try to find like a local host for that. If you guys know some of your friends that are interested in like spoken word or poetry, like please reach out to them and tell them to contact me so that they can perform.
Any questions for Programmer Bickle?
Have you reached out to like maybe Brushfire to see if they'd be interested in doing this?
I was gonna do.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, moving into agenda item 6B, Programmer Dutcher.
I'm working on 3 separate things right now. The first is obviously the Welcome Back Week event. That one was pretty easy, and it's all set up and ready to go. We just need to pay for it. Then I'm working on Family Weekend. We had our initial meeting, I believe. If Gabby wants to talk more about that, I'm sure she can in her report. And then I've been assigned Sex Week with Dahlia, Director Dahlia, Director Henderson, sorry. Kind of all over the place. But we decided to change it from Sex Week to 10 Days of Health, because we feel like just having 1 week for sexual-related things wasn't really fitting for everything else that's within her job duties in the SAS. So I will go into more details about what that is after a meeting when we're talking about the different inclusion events, but it's going to be a 2-week thing. So it's going to be 5 days, Monday through Friday, and then the next week, 5 days, Monday through Friday. And once we get it more set in stone, I might be reaching out for some help. So if that interests you, let me know.
Any questions for Programmer Dutcher? Okay, seeing none, moving into agenda item 6D, Programmer Canal.
So I'm working on making and we just met with Gabby, and so we're going to have some changes to discuss later on. But right now I can tell you that we don't have to go to SCAP for our event because it's low risk. And my intern Alyssa is working on contacting Chris and Path Provisions to see if they would take half of our blankets.
Any questions for Programmer Canal? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 6E, Programmer Liu.
Wasn't ready. okay, so
Lena just talked about making ties. She talked about her end of it. Also on my end, I looked into contacting Sergeant Wade from the Reno Police Department to see if he was willing to also accept some blanket donations so that maybe they'd be interested in going downtown and actually delivering them to homeless people who may need them, or if he had a preferred homeless shelter that he wants us to bring them to. Also, we changed it, so originally our event was solely in Pack Place, but we're also spreading it into the heart of the dough, just in front of the theater, just to get a little more foot traffic, and then we'll have like hot cocoa and cookies out there, and then I was hoping to have like all the ASUN officers have a little stack of their business cards in case anyone wants to grab them.
Yeah. I have a comment on that. So with Programmer Cannell's initial SCAB form, the heart was not included in that. So with Programmer Cannell.
So we talked to, I think her name is Ari, and she said that we would just have to send her an email, but she still feels like we don't need to attend an SCAB.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Also, please clear with the Joe that us relocating or some of it being in the heart is okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then we also have the coffee crawl with Holly. We're right now just mainly working on contacting the different vendors. So me, Holly, Brian, and Maddie have each contacted a different vendor, and we're hearing from them. Mine, I contacted the coffee bar, and they're in, it sounds like. So that's one that we have pretty set in stone. That's all that. And then for family weekend, we just kind of, I'm just going to go over the days that we're looking at for family weekend because we're changing it a little bit. Number one, the theme that we want to do is like a camp. Like, I don't even know what to call it. Like, camping. A kids camp, I guess. I don't know. We're going to think of a cute name. So then Friday we're going to do bowling, which we normally do at the Coconut Bowl because families love that. Saturday we want to do a breakfast, but then have the like morning / afternoon open for them to just spend time with their students and whatnot, and then bring them back for like a magician or a performer around 4. And then after that, we're going to get hot cocoa and s'mores, because that's kind of camp theme, and then give them ghost tours or like twilight tours. So they can get their hot cocoa and their s'mores, and then we'll contact the Ambies and have little night tours. And then on Sunday, we're going to start the day off with a hike to the end, kind of like paint the end. We'll shuttle them up there. We're going to hike to the end so they can take cute pictures up there, come hike back down for the barbecue, and that will be the end of our family weekend. Any questions?
Okay. Seeing no questions, moving into agenda item 6F, Programmer White.
So like Gabby said, we're doing the coffee crawl. Right now it's just vendors getting like the appropriate contracts and stuff that we need to get done, obviously, during winter break and a little after before the event. And then we, Assistant Director Lynch, in our meeting with Gabby today, said that we should include Bites, our on-campus, one of our cafes, in it. And so we're going to be increasing our budget later in this meeting for them to have a part in it as well.
Cool. That's all for me. Any questions for Programmer White? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 6G. Assistant Director Fang.
So over winter break.
Your director
on here. So over winter break, I'm going to start working on the spring concert, contacting Steve Markwell, the general manager of the Reno Event Center, to see what dates work for them. They're kind of around the same time frame that we want to do the concert. And we've also gotten some preliminary results regarding kind of genre preference, so looking into that in regards to artists. And then also I'll be working with Director Cannell on sponsorship agreement over the winter break, so when we do sponsor events, other people, they know exactly what we're expecting and kind of who's in charge of what kind of stuff.
Any questions for Assistant Director Faye? Programmer Bickle, sorry.
Are we allowed to know what genres are the most popular yet?
Yeah, I'll tell you about
that. Okay. Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, moving into agenda item 6H, Director.
So I've been working on a few different things. I've been working with Inkblot, obviously, for Welcome Back Week. So I submitted all of your changes that you put inside the GroupMe to them, so they are updating that on the poster. They're also working on getting the t-shirt design. Ron's sadly not here tonight, but once I get the t-shirt design, I'll send it to Ron so that way he can include it with his event. And they're going to keep the t-shirt design very similar to last year's, but they're going to like change the font to match like this year's font on the poster and all that stuff. And I think we're doing like the blue instead of the gray.
Cool.
Yeah. And then our last meeting, our last intern meeting of the semester was this week. And so we had a busy semester of a lot of fun things. I assigned all of the interns a fun project that they're going to work on over winter break. And the idea is to like deconstruct homecoming to like address all the issues that we face, because we had a lot of conversations after homecoming in our meetings about that, and kind of create like what they think homecoming should look like and how we can outreach to new students and increase school spirit, all that good stuff. And they're going to be presenting those projects to the board in spring semester, so look out for that meeting, because I'd love for all of you to be there and be a part of the conversation. And then I'm also creating a survey to give them to see how successful this first semester was, so that way next year, whoever gets in this position can change it in any way that they see fit. And then I also assigned each of the interns their events that they're going to be planning, so they're with like a partner. Lexi and Brady are planning family weekend along with Matt and Gabby. TJ and Alyssa are, was that the pair? No. Brian and Alyssa, sorry, are going to be planning one of our inclusion events that we're picking today. And then TJ and Maddie are planning one of our Mackie celebration events. So please help them with that, help like them through the process, and keep me updated on things. And then I'm setting up a meeting with Senator Ma to make changes in the SAS regarding the programming internship layout, because a lot of things are messed up.
Any questions for Assistant Director Lynch? Okay, moving into my report, 6I. So like Assistant Director Faye mentioned, we did get the genres results back. We had 1,903 participants for the poll, which is pretty great. I wasn't anticipating that, so that's nice little surprise. I am going to recommend that for whoever continues next year, you continue doing the genre poll, because it just lets the students know that we're listening to them. So, the results. Interesting. the winner was pop. Yeah. And then rap and EDM. Rap was only 1% off from pop, and then EDM followed rap, and then alternative close by, which was not surprising. In discussion with Gabby, Kyle, and Austin, pop gets really expensive really quickly, and I'm thinking what happened is that the constituents filled out this genre poll and were like, oh yeah, we're gonna get Katy Perry, we're gonna get Lady Gaga, we're gonna get these big names. That's just not gonna happen. So we're planning the concert in the outline of the genre poll to as much as our budget allows. So I'm working on the spring concert. I'm in contact with the Reno Ballrooms, which is where we have our spring concert every year, and also Moonlight and Sounds, and I'm trying to get a definitive date between the two. It's looking like early March might be our go-to. Any questions about that before I move on? Okay. So this is going to be the last agendized meeting of this semester, and I just want to say I'm really proud of all the work that you guys have put in this year. Give yourselves a round of applause. There will be some changes in the spring that I'll present to you once we get to that, but overall, you guys have done such a great job, and I'm so proud to be in this position, and it's been a really great semester, so hopefully we don't lose momentum in the spring. I really do want to reiterate to the programmers, Austin and I have seen a lapse in meeting with your interns, so please, in the spring, include your intern more on your events, and make sure you're signing off on their logs, because they can only reach out to you so much, but you guys have to also meet them halfway. Cool? Any questions? Fab. Okay. Seeing no old business, we'll move into agenda item 8A, new business. 8A1, I'm looking for a motion to vote on the budget for quesadillas and tabling. Director Lynch.
I move to approve the budget for quesadillas and tabling.
Looking for a second. Programmer Lou?
Second.
Okay. So now we'll move into discussion of quesadillas and tabling. Program intern Smith, please present.
Alright, hi guys. Laz not here today. He's sad, but I'm here. Not a loss. So initially, we put the event for 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but we talked to Assistant Director Lynch, and we decided that 11 to 2 would better accommodate the lunch rush. So I'll talk to Erlyn, SEAB, and it was almost instantly confirmed last time, so it shouldn't be a big problem. And then talking to Sound and Lights to change our requests before winter break. Yeah, so we still need design for t-shirts so we can go to the wool shop. This is Nurture Lynch said that we bought is almost there, so that's not a big deal. We called Camelot for our quote on two griddles, and it was about $209, but we should only need one. I called facilities and reserved six tables and four chairs. If we need more, we can probably just ask. So if we could get like the last, I guess the workup from last year and see what they ordered, that would be probably helpful. And then that should be about it.
Moving into discussion. This is discussion.
Any points of discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the budget of
Can you look at the swag line item?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm trying to think back last year.
Want to say that it's about $6 per shirt from last year. So I think like if we ordered 300, that would be 3,000. Not 300, 500. 500 shirts for $6 equals 3,000. Yeah, sorry. So I would.
This is Director Lynch.
I move to increase the amount for line item 6 for swag to $3,000.
Looking for a second? Programmer Dutcher? You could just start wearing name tags on his face. Programmer Dutcher?
Second.
Any discussion on this? Okay, seeing none, we'll move back into the original discussion of the budget. Any other points to be made? Gabby.
Are there any condiments for is that going to be included in the miscellaneous?
Yes.
Item? Okay.
Any other points of discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the budget of quesadillas at the KC. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passing. Moving into agenda item 8A2, open mic night. I'm looking for a motion. Programmer Bickle.
So moved.
Looking for a second. Programmer White.
A second.
Okay. Moving into discussion.
Okay, so this is just a really simple, easy event. We've had it for a really long time. I think this is like the fourth or fifth one I've planned. So this is just an open mic night where students can express themselves, read poetry, spoken word, things like that. So we're having it in the Blind Onion, so we're going to pay for pizza, the Joe staff, and then I'm pretty sure we don't need ESI. However, I am going to SCAB next week, so just included it just to be safe. But
any questions for programmer on this? Any further discussion? Gabby?
Sorry, it just occurred to me. We were talking earlier today at our meeting about having someone MC. Would we want to pay them? Would be my question.
I would say probably not. Okay. I think most people in the Reno area do it for free. Okay. So I don't think that would be an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Assistant Director Lynch.
If we ended up not using ASI but wanted to use that money on like miscellaneous things such as getting posters to like just inform people about the event, would we have to like change that to read miscellaneous or ASI?
Or should we just add miscellaneous item now just in case?
Yeah. Programmer now.
When I contacted the Blind Onion, they said something about staffing costs, like their staff.
I think that's included with the Joe staff.
Okay.
move to add line item 4 in the description, reading miscellaneous, parentheses, posters, etc., parentheses, amount $150, vendor, the at one.
Looking for a second. Programmer Bickle?
Second.
Any discussion on this matter? Seeing none, we'll move. Wait, do we have to vote on that? Okay. All those in favor of approving this motion of approving line item 4 of $150, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, moving back into the general discussion of poetry and pizza, any other points of discussion to be made? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into the approval of poetry and pizza for $2,650. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Please let the record show that programmer Hemphill walked in the room at 7:21 p.m. Okay. Moving into agenda item 8A3, Rink on the River. I'm looking for a motion. Programmer Lou. I'm looking for a second. Programmer White.
I second.
Discussion on the Rink on the River.
All right.
Programmer Dutcher.
We got a couple things to amend here. First is the event name. It's no longer Rink on the River. It's now Ice with the Aces, because apparently the rink is no longer on the river, and that was lost on me. So I move to amend the event name from Rink on the River to Ice with the Aces. What? Just go and wait. What? Oh, okay. Oh, it's just okay.
Yeah.
Solid. <We're> good. All right, then. most of this stuff that we put in to the budget proposal was just kind of shot in the dark because we needed to have a budget proposal in there. So now we have exact numbers. So the first one is ESI security is going to cost $156, and the rink rental is going to be $1,100. So my only question is, Austin, I forgot to ask this earlier. If more people show up than 500 to 600, which is the range that we're paying for, would it be possible to pay them more money at the event to allow more students to come?
This is Director Lynch.
I'm not 100% sure because,
okay,
like, again, last year we didn't, like, really define how many people were coming,
mm-hmm,
to, and we just got to kind of get away with that. But I would possibly just leave this.
Okay,
as
that's
is,
what I was
and
thinking.
And then we
too.
Just spend less, and then in case like that happens, then we end up being more like recovered.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, attendance last year was 750.
Yeah.
And we're,
yeah,
responsible for the waivers and the wristbands, so we're just checking people in. So they're typically not aware of how many people attend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So should we leave it then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Then.
Sorry, also I think one of the things that when they were talking to me was a big thing was like 300 at a time,
mm-hmm,
but what we noticed is a lot of students would come, stay for like 3 minutes and then leave, so it wasn't like we had 750.
Yeah, okay.
Tabby.
Did you say we're responsible for wristbands? I thought we got wristbands from them.
Well, like we're responsible for putting them on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
All right. Then I move to amend line item 1, ESI security, under amount from $250 to $156.
I'm looking for a second. Programmer White?
I second.
Any discussion on this matter? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote of changing line item 1 from $250 to $156. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Now we're back in the greater discussion. Any other discussion on this event? Seeing none, we'll move into approval of the Ice with the Aces. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Moving into agenda item 8A4, Coffee and Cocoa Crawl. I'm looking for a motion. Programmer Hemphill.
So moved.
Looking for a second. Programmer Bickle.
Second. Discussion.
Okay, so this is our coffee crawl, or coffee and cocoa crawl. And so there's a couple amendments that we need to make to the budget. But so far, four vendors, all that fun stuff. But we need to, so in our discussion with Gabby today in the meeting, we needed to add a miscellaneous item because for like tablecloths, any other miscellaneous item for that. And so that was mainly for that. And then I'll talk about a possible other vendor. But I move to add line item 8 for miscellaneous for $25 from Walmart.
Looking for a second. Programmer Lou.
Second.
Any discussion on this matter? Seeing none, we'll move into approval of the addition of line item 8 for miscellaneous, $25 from Walmart. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Back in the general discussion of Cocoa Coffee Crawl.
And then we are going to, with a suggestion from Assistant Director Lynch, add bites to the budget just in case. And we may not have five vendors, but if all do confirm, the outside local vendors and bites confirm, then we'd have a total of 5, and we can add more tables and stuff to the event as that goes. But with including bites, we feel that that would be a necessary thing to do for this event. So I move to add line item 9 for our vendor number 5, being bites, for $150.
I'm looking for a second. Programmer Lou. Any discussion on this matter? Seeing none, we'll move into approval of adding line item 9 for bites for $150. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Back in the general discussion.
And then, so after this $175, our budget now is $2,050 flat. And so, if there's any discussion on that.
Programmer Bickle.
I feel like last year, did we buy thermoses to give to the coffee vendors to put their coffee in? Because I feel like I remember some of them didn't have like the thermoses, so we either had to borrow from Starbucks or like buy them or something. If I'm remembering correctly.
I don't remember. Does anyone remember? Programmer Lou.
I was going to say maybe that's something we have to talk with each individual vendor about.
Yeah.
So that'll just be something that we need to remember to talk about.
Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into the approval of the coffee and cocoa crawl for $2,050. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Moving into agenda item 8A5, making ties with ASUN. I'm looking for a motion. Programmer Hemphill.
So moved.
I'm looking for a second. Programmer Dutcher.
Second.
Discussion on this proposal, please.
Okay, so we just have money for fleece, because each blanket is approximately $40 to make, and we're looking to make 20 blankets, so $800. Then we just have money for like scissors and rulers, as well as hot cocoa, cookies, cups, just for snacks and stuff.
Just a general question, have you looked into getting fabric donated?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We can't.
Okay, thanks. Any other discussion on this proposal? Seeing none, we'll move into approval of the making ties with ASUN. All those in favor of approving $950, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Moving into agenda item 8A6. Okay. I'm looking for a motion. Assistant Director Fang.
So moved.
Looking for a second. Programmer Hemphill.
Second.
Okay, so with discussion with Gabby, I have decided to forego a comedian for Welcome Back Week just because we're cutting it a little bit close. I'm still looking into bringing comedian in the spring. Sometimes it's not in the restraints of Welcome Back Week. So if you guys want to vote this down, that'd be okay. All those in favor of approving $20,000 for a Welcome Back comedian, please designate by saying aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? Okay. Motion fails. Moving on to agenda item, 8A7 fence repair. I'm looking for a motion. I'm looking for a motion. Programmer Hemphill.
So moved.
Looking for a second. Assistant Director Lunch.
Second.
Okay. Discussion on this matter, please. Programmer Hemphill.
So I'm not driving a U-Haul anymore. So I've been working with Salvation Army and Thole Fencing to repair the tiny little post that I ran over with the U-Haul on the day of donating clothes post Undie Run. And everything is good. I just need to know a date for them to go and fix it. So whenever that is good, then we pay them. I had to put down a little money myself so they could get the process started, but that's fine.
Gabby,
I'm sorry, you have to put money down yourself?
So they needed a third of the payment down.
So a third of 113?
Yeah.
Okay, so just make sure you get reimbursed for that.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have a receipt?
I can ask for a receipt.
Can you ask for one? I want to make sure you get reimbursed for that.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank it's you. Fine either way.
Never mind. I'll tell you later. Okay. Any further discussion on this?
Oh, wait, no.
Gabby.
Sorry. I'll say it in public comment. I think I know where you're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion on this proposal? Seeing none, we'll move into approval of $113 for fencing repair. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Moving into agenda item 8A8, TEDx. Looking for a motion. Programmer Hemphill.
So moved.
Looking for a second. Programmer Dutcher.
Second.
Okay. So, this has been a fun little situation. The TEDx line item is in our budget, which pretty much doesn't mean a lot. We're not planning TEDx. It's already in motion of planning. We're just putting up the $15,000 from our budget to purchase 15 tickets for students as they're valued at $1,000 each for this event. Yes. Yeah. Speaker Jackson.
I can clarify too. That's why the student discount for TEDx tickets is possible, is because of ASUMED's contribution to the event. Mm-hmm. So student tickets are $30, whereas community tickets are upwards of $75 to $90, depending on when you buy them.
Yeah. So the $15,000 provides us with the opportunity to create some sort of raffle. Inkblot and I are working to do most likely a social media campaign. Since TEDx is January 27, 2018, that doesn't give us much time over winter break to do anything in person. So we'll just be raffling off those tickets to students through some sort of contest. There's also been discussion of raffling the tickets off to interns within all of ASUN. No one on a compensated budget with ASUN is allowed to win these tickets. Otherwise, we go into a lot of like taxation, and money comes out of our salaries is how it's been explained to me. It's a very confusing process. Any questions on this? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move into approval of the TEDx line item budget of $15,000. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Moving into agenda item 9, open discussion, comments, and announcements. Anything? Program Dutcher.
I just wanted to say that I think this Making Ties with ASUN is a really, really good event. If you were in attendance at Senate last night, I think it was just kind of weird. A lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but some of the people that spoke were kind of disapproving of ASUN's actions lately. So I think this is a really casual and open environment for people to come out and get to meet us, and we can actually hear what they have to say.
Great. Your public comment. Your public comment.
I have to add to
oh, yes.
what
yeah.
I said. Uh-huh. Yes to that, which gave me thoughts. We need to do some intensive marketing towards folks who don't normally come to
reach out to cultural orgs, reach out to other orgs that I can't think of because I don't know enough orgs on campus, but I'm sure you can think of them.
Great. Any other points of discussion? Speaker Jackson.
I have a lot of great contacts if you need any. For organizations.
So. Any other comments? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 10, public comment. Gabby.
Okay, so I have a few things to mention to you. One of the things I just lost, darn it. But before I forget on this other thing, if you purchase something for an event and you haven't been reimbursed yet, I'm looking at you, Kyle Fang.
Kyle Fang.
Please fill out the paperwork for reimbursement, Kyle Fang. And anyone else who has purchased something for an event, not using a credit card. Here? Okay. The other thing I wanted to share is, I know that you all are about to go on winter break. Please don't forget to email me updates about how your events are going. Let me know what's going on. Don't just forget, forget about me, but also don't forget about me. Because I want to make sure if anything comes up, I'll be here all winter long, so I can help out if needed. That's all. The end. Thanks.
Any other public comment? Seeing no further public comment, we'll move into agenda item 11, adjournment at 7:37 p.m.